Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Monsters Insiders right here on NEO Sports Insiders. And we're joined, as always, by our good friend, the Lake Erie Monsters play-by-play announcer, Tony Brown, who's back from that long road trip for another couple of days here at home. Tony, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Matt?
You know, living the dream.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, living the dream. The Monsters, we finally get to see the product on the ice again. It just seems like so long since the Monsters have had an opportunity to play at home. They did play at home Wednesday night in a 3-2 overtime loss to the Grand Rapids Griffins. That rivalry continues. We'll talk about that. And now a big weekend series against Milwaukee. First, let's go back real quick, Tony, and talk about Wednesday night. What did you see out of the Monsters? Sometimes first game back off a road trip can be a little spotty. We saw that with the Cavaliers in their first game back off a road trip Monday night against Golden State. But what did you see out of the Monsters in that 3-2 loss on Wednesday?
Yeah, it was just another of this season series that's been chock full of close games. That was the 7th one-goal game of the series, the 4th overtime game in 10 of 12 now. So it was more of the same between two teams who really have developed, this season at least, a tremendous division rivalry there. The Monsters played well all the way through regulation, got a couple of goals from Oliver Bjorkstrand, a rookie who scored at prolific levels in the WHL for Portland last year, and now sort of coming into his own at the American League level. He's got 4 goals in his past 3 games. Again, it would be disingenuous to say it wasn't a bit disappointing the way that game ended in overtime. The Monsters have really struggled in games that go past regulation this year. Then get to the shootout, they've had some success there, but still without an overtime win this season. So definitely tough to drop another one to Grand Rapids, but at the end of the day, you chalk it up that any night you can earn a point in the standings is a good night, especially this season for a team in the Central Division that is battling with, you know, 4 or 5 other teams all for these top 4 playoff spots. These points are going to come in handy down the road, and so you can get them wherever you can get them, and, you know, 1 point is better than none, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. Before we talk about Milwaukee a little bit, let's hit on the transaction today. The Monsters, of course, get a left wing from Columbus, and they lose their goalkeeper again. Tony, fill us in on the move today.
Yeah, it's been a newsy day for sure. The Monsters are happy to have Marcus Santikainen back for the first time since late November. He got called up to Columbus for the first time and then made his NHL debut. Promptly got injured in that game and has been out for the past month or so with a shoulder injury. Came back, played a couple of games for Columbus since then, but reassigned today. And when he left, he was among the leading scorers on the team with 11 points, so hopefully a boost on the top line for the Monsters here tonight. But yeah, more tough news in the goal crease. Anton Forsberg added to the Columbus roster on emergency recall today after Sergei Bobrovsky got injured again for the Blue Jackets, so a tough year for him and for them in terms of their goal crease. The Monsters pay the price with Forsberg heading back up. But the good news is Brad Thiessen is a veteran guy who was acquired in the offseason by this Columbus organization to do just this, and that is fill in when these top 2 goaltenders for the Monsters, Korpisalo and Forsberg, are up with the big club. You need a steady hand in net to sort of hold down the fort. Thiessen's done it admirably this season. In fact, his last appearance against Milwaukee was a 4-0 shutout win, so hopefully more of the same will come here today. And Monsters also announced today they signed Mark Owuya, Swedish 26-year-old goaltender who signed a PTO earlier this season and was released when the Monsters were in a similar situation. He is back and will back up Thiessen tonight against the Admirals.
Again, Milwaukee and Cleveland tonight at the Q. Face-off is at 7 o'clock tonight. Tony, the 5th of 8 meetings with Milwaukee. And, you know, the Monsters, though they did win last time out against Milwaukee 4-0, have had some struggles against Milwaukee, 1-3 this season. Talk a little bit about what they have to do better tonight and tomorrow with a 1 o'clock face-off at the Q because the Cavs play a national game tomorrow night at 8:30 to beat Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. This is the 5th game of an 8-game season series, but it's kind of a fresh start, if you ask me, because it's the first game between these two teams at the Q. It's a team in Milwaukee, at least, that's undergone significant change since the last time these two teams got together. Stephen Elliott, a name that Monsters fans might remember from the last several seasons, he's now a member of the Admirals. They've added a couple other pieces that'll benefit their power play. So some personnel changes and I think a shift in the overall kind of tone of the season series will likely come tonight. For the Monsters, it's always good to focus on yourselves. And for them, it's a need to dig the power play out of a bit of a trench that it's been stuck in here for the past several weeks. It's an opportunity for Michael Chaput to get back on track. He's over a point per game in the season series against Milwaukee. And it's a chance to take advantage of a home crowd that has been so supportive for the Monsters this year. Playing against the Admirals in their building is always a tough task, but when you do so at home, and you can feel those, you know, sort of warm and fuzzies from a crowd that, by all accounts, will be very large tonight at the Q. I think those are all things that are going to benefit the Monsters. One other note for you, we talked about transactions a minute ago. Not to be lost in all that was the announcement yesterday that the Monsters have continued this trend of signing longtime former NHL players. Steve Eminger is now a member of the Monsters. If you're an NHL fan, you might remember his name. He's played for a handful of teams over the course of just about a decade in the NHL. Last year in AHL Providence, put up a good season, played 62 games for the Bruins, and so with the Monsters now. And again, that acquisition certainly going to add a steady hand on the back end for sure, but also a boost to the power play. The Monsters hope that's at least what they're thinking with a move like that.
Yeah, and I think you'll always agree, always good to have NHL veteran presence in your roster if you can get it. And Eminger's one of those guys I think is going to help, Tony. I really do. I think he's a guy that could step in. And, you know, again, he's not going to put up a ton of goals or anything, but that's not what he's there to do. He's there to play defense. And like I said, kind of you know, be the teacher to some of these younger guys.
Yeah, and I think there's a pattern that's emerged here. The Monsters have signed guys like Manny Malhotra, Jan Hayda, even Steve McCarthy here recently, and now Eminger. There's no way that bringing in a guy like that, a known commodity and a guy with experience, you know, in spades, there's no way that's going to do anything but help your dressing room and help your younger players see what a real true professional looks like, the way he goes about his business on and off the ice. So we're looking for a big boost out of Steve, I think, and he's penciled in right now on that top defense pair with Jamie Seifers. And it's funny to watch this defense group that really was very young at the start of the season kind of transform into this more experienced group as time progresses here. Still some rookies like Dylan Hetherington, like Oleg Yovenko, Michael Paliota, guys that have made a big impact this year without a lot of experience, but now to be able to turn not just to Seifers but to McCarthy, to Eminger, to some of these guys that have seen it all here in pro hockey, it's going to be a big boost to the back end, I think, for the Monsters.
Again, we're talking with Tony Brown here on Monsters Insiders on NEO Sports Insiders, our weekly podcast. We talk with Tony just about every week, getting you up to date on the Lake Erie Monsters. And as Tony mentioned, tonight a critical, not a critical so much, but a big night, I think, at the Q for the fans. They get to see the Monsters. You know, Wednesday night was the first night back, but I think with a weekend, it's just a different vibe. You'll have a lot more families there tonight, and it is a big night. You got the Sully's birthday party, which Tony will be dressing up for, I'm sure, with his favorite Sully outfit. You've got a 1-2-3 Friday night where it's dollar sodas, $2 hot dogs, and $3 beers presented by Pepsi and Sugardale. And it's not only that, but it's a free post-game skate presented by Hudak Dental, and it's a Blue Jackets night. So I think a couple things tonight, Tony, going on at the Q that'll make it for a great night of hockey for the Monsters in Milwaukee.
Yeah, for sure. And as we knock on wood here, we'll provide you with the note that the Monsters are undefeated in those Blue Jackets jerseys so far this year. And if you can't make it to the game, big night. You can catch the game on Fox Sports Ohio. So our TV broadcast is going to be with the Jackets off on the big FSO tonight. Also, the broadcast, of course, on the radio side, simulcast on ESPN 850 WKNR. So if you can't be there in person, we hope you can. But if you can't, there's plenty of ways to consume the action tonight. We hope that everybody enjoys what will be another really good sort of playoff feel Central Division battle.
And again, if you can't make it tonight, want to get out tomorrow. It's an early game tomorrow, 1 o'clock face-off at the Q, again against Milwaukee. And this is a big deal. If you bring a kid tomorrow, 14 and under, the first 1,000 kids will get a free day pass to Castaway Bay. Tony and I will be vacationing there this summer. We'll be hitting the big slopes at Castaway Bay, all the big water tube rides. You big Castaway Bay fan there, Tony? Have you been there yet? I have not been to Castaway Bay.
I have not had the pleasure quite yet, but have your people call my people.
And we'll set it up, right?
After the offseason.
There you go, brother. And next weekend, another big weekend, Texas is in town. Texas Star is coming on Friday and Saturday. We'll get a chance to catch up with Tony a little bit before those two games. But again, let's get back on the right track tonight with the Monsters after the loss on Wednesday in Milwaukee tonight and tomorrow at the Q. Tony, thank you so much for joining us, my friend. Enjoy the big weekend of hockey at the Q, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Matt. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you then.
Take care.